Welcome to Podcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Podcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hi, welcome to this latest episode of Podcast. My name's Fern, and today, again, I'm joined with Lucy Simich. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Fern. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Do you want to just introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yeah, of course. So, my name's Lucy Simich. I am somebody who came into the industry a little over a decade ago now. I'm from a non-clinical background. I was actually a journalist by trade. And I have happened across dentistry, if you like, as I started out helping a dental practice in Devon market themselves, specifically around a 7-day opening that they wanted to achieve in the practice. And the rest is history, a bit like many people will attest to. Once you're in dentistry, it seems to just suck you in and never let you out. A decade later, and here I am working with practices, helping them to build better teams, and put better working practices together so that they can build better businesses.
Fabulous. That sounds great. So we're here to talk about the steps that practices need to take for attracting top talent to their team. So just to start with then, why is it important that they've got the right team in place to start with?
Absolutely. So it's never been more important at the moment, specifically with the way that recruitment is working in the industry. You know, we're reading a lot about people leaving the industry. We're having trouble recruiting dental nurses, specifically dentists, into roles. It feels a little bit like we're on the cusp of a cliff, you know, a big change. And I think a lot of that has got to do with flexibility for working staff. Dentistry has historically been quite difficult, so it's never been more important to attract good staff into your business. And I think for anybody who does have a great team around them, they'll realize the benefits to that are that the business just sings. It's a bit like that swan analogy. They'll be pedaling underneath the water, but actually everything is serene and wonderful on top. And the patients get a better experience. Your staff are happy and engaged. And then your business really blooms from there.
So where should practices start then? What's the first step that they need to take?
So step number one for me is absolutely the culture. You need to set the culture, determine what that culture is for your business, what its vision and what its mission is. And I think that this is something that practices sometimes get lost in. Sometimes you've been in dentistry for a long time. Sometimes you're coming in and potentially it's a new startup, a new squat, or you've taken over a business. And it just sort of fumbles on, and we get busy in life doing dentistry, and we forget that in the background there needs to be this overriding culture for teams to be happy and for businesses to do well. They need to recognize and understand what the goal is, what the mission is, what's the end product, what are we looking for? And that needs to be more than money. You know, we're a business, we need to make money, and everybody understands that. But actually, it's more than that. We want to be a world-class dental practice. We want to offer exceptional customer service, and we want patients to be really happy and keep coming back. And those things happen when we set a great culture.
Brilliant. So once they've set their culture, then what's the next step to take?
So then I think the second step for me would be looking at how we actually can create a staff environment that follows on from that culture. So we set the culture and we tell the team, hey, this is the goal, world-class dentistry with exceptional customer service. And then we need to make sure that the environment sits in that same place. We can't set these big goals without having exceptional premises and work really hard to make sure that staff have what they need in that business. So staff facilities have never been more important. Changing rooms, is there somewhere for the team to have lunch or have that breakout? And really think about what the practice looks like to your team and to the patients. We can get really blindsided and focused on just looking in front of us. But when was the last time you sat in the dental chair and looked up at the ceiling or looked at the skirting boards as you walked into the patient lounge? So once we've created this culture and we've got this great environment, how do we sell that? How do we let people know that it's here, that we exist? And I think there are two kind of parts to this. The first is social media and your website. And the second is the personality, the practice personality. It's a funny thing to talk about a practice personality, but it's the third person in the room and that's the practice. Who is it? Where do you sit? Are you John Lewis or are you Asda? Are you, you know, high end? Are you middle of the road? Set that course, make sure that everybody understands it. And then really sell the practice. So social media is a fantastic way at the moment of demonstrating the personality. And it's a key tool, I think, for 2023 and going forward for recruitment in particular. Your website. So take a look at your website and do a bit of an MOT. Your website needs to be more than a landing page. It needs to be more than a fee guide. On there now, especially with recruitment issues in the field, I really think that having a life at so-and-so dental practice is really important. A page dedicated to how you want people at your practice to feel and how you want them to behave. And I think that really sets us apart.
Brilliant. Well, you know, there's some great advice there and things that practices can reflect on and start implementing straight away. So,
I hope so.
Yeah, fabulous. Thank you, Lucy.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.